card, please leave the last 6 digits of your credit card number along with the name on the card, and we will refund the charge. If you are calling for any other reason, please contact us at support@phpwebhosting.com. Thank you, and have a good day.
Let's try 0. Hi, this is Ton from Warbucket. Our site is broken, and I was hoping that you people could fix it for us. Thank you. Hey, it's Ton from Warbucket again. I think you guys should fix it for us because it's still broken. Thank you. Yeah, it's Ton again. It's still broken. Fix it. Fix our fucking site!
To mark as high priority, press 4. To mark completed.
Hello, you are listening to Warbucket Audio, the show where the host can say the word fuck 16 times in under 20 minutes. To me, that doesn't sound like nearly enough, so I'm going to attempt to break this motherfucker in this fucking show. That's me setting my fucking goals and not stopping until I'm fucking there. Now, other than me saying fuck a whole fuckload of times on this show, I do have something major to announce, that for the first time on the show, I have a telephone interview done. But not only do I have a telephone interview done, it's a telephone interview with a girl. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's a girl. Yes, Quake Girl has agreed to do an interview with me. Actually, it's not really an interview, it's more of a conversation, really. It's kind of ghetto. But this is the first to hopefully many of to come. So please email and tell me what you think about it. Also, just so you guys know, you have to like this show today because I gave blood, which means you have to be nice to me. And before I get onto the gaming news, I just want to say fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to beat this goal. Alright, so the first game I'll talk about... Actually, I'm going to talk about this game twice. The first one is Wolfenstein on the Xbox. Not really too much different. Actually, it's pretty much just a port straight from the PC. It starts out a little bit different, but for the most part, the general idea is still there. And it's not that this is a bad game, it's just I wasn't raised in a broken home, and I was taught that first-person shooters are meant to be on a PC and play with a keyboard and mouse, not a controller. They did do a really nice job on the graphics, so I'll give them that. I mean, considering there's a GeForce 3 in the Xbox, but still, the gameplay isn't that great when you have a controller the size of a rhinoceros. The other Wolfenstein game that I played is actually the multiplayer test for Wolfenstein Enemy Territory. This game actually has a shitload of potential to it. Would be a lot more fun once they work out the bugs and maybe add a few feature or two. One feature I'd really like them to add is for me to be able to tell who's on my team and who is not on my team. I don't think I killed one of the enemy at all. I killed all of my teammates. Basically, that's the only people I kill were my teammates. But I definitely had a lot of fun killing them while doing it. What's really cool is while you're idling, in like your setup screen, there's actually like a little square camera that you can watch while you're in the setup screen. I'm not sure if that was actually in the first one or not. I never really got into playing multiplayer on the first one. But this game definitely has a lot of potential to it, so definitely look out for this when it comes out. Now the next game that I'll talk about is Enter the Matrix on Xbox. You know, if somehow you find it in your heart to look past all the horrible controls, the bad camera angles, the clipping, shitty modeling, a crappy story, clunky characters, and the fact that they just took moves from the movie and stuck it in the game to make it interesting, it might be a shitty title. Okay, so the graphics weren't too bad, I'll give it that. But when the guy runs, his fucking hands fly up over his head. There's no reason for that. It's just so fucking retarded the way he runs. And I don't think there's actually strafing in the game either, because so when you want to turn, you basically have to turn your whole body with it. There's, like I said, no strafing in the whole fucking game, so just the controls are really shitty. It's basically something that everybody expected from a game based off of a movie. And the game really seems like it was rushed, even though the fucking thing was announced, I think it was over a year ago that they were making this, but it really seems like they started about 2 weeks ago to push this thing out before the sequel, the movie, came out. So, my advice to you is, do not buy this. Or rent it. Or steal it. Or download it. In fact, don't look at it, period. Treat the thing as if it was the sun. Do not stare directly at it. In fact, if you've seen it, turn around and run your ass off. Man, this is the second time I sported the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. Crap on that fucking game, though. I've taken shits that handle better than that fucking game. The game actually wouldn't have been too bad if they would have added some originality to it as well. I mean, granted, as well as fixing the horrible programming errors. But like I said, you just add some originality to it. You don't just copy it blatantly from the whole movie. I mean, these unoriginal bastards, actually, I have a job for them that they could actually do and they fit in really well. They do a shitty, unoriginal job and annoy the shit out of everybody. And I'm glad because everybody gets these things so they can actually relate to this. So, with the exception of that shitty Matrix game, I think spam mail is the most annoying fucking thing in the world. And I almost wouldn't mind it if they made it somewhat interesting. I mean, if you want to sell a penis enlarger, you don't have an email that says, increase size, hardness, strength, penis. That's not going to get me to buy it. I mean, if you're going to want to sell mortgage rates, debt relief, penis enlargers, and foreign women, you're definitely going to have to try a lot harder than that. So what I've done is actually went ahead and compiled the list. I actually went through the hell of opening emails to see what's inside them because everybody knows you guys just delete them, so I really have no idea what's inside of these. Some of it's actually somewhat entertaining. So I went ahead and compiled the list, and I hope you enjoy it. One of them is actually a one-month free trial of HGH. After opening it, finding out what HGH is human growth hormone. Anybody who buys a fucking human growth hormone over the internet deserves to be shot in the face. Now this one actually did nab me because the title says, Lose Weight with an Apple. That sounds interesting. I actually clicked the link on there and sent me to alittletoenail.com. I'm not sure what that has to do with losing weight in apples, but it seemed interesting. Now these guys definitely don't waste any fucking time fucking around. They just go straight to the point with titles like, Watch Me Smoke Pole, click on it, boom! Get free porn here! What's even better though is I like the guys who say, Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, and you click on it and it says, Boom! Watch this girl take the load in the face! Those people are really funny. The final one I'll mention is, actually I think it was one of the best, because the title says, Click here to remove wrinkles. Sounds safe. You click there, and it says, Russian wives, thousands of women are waiting for you to rescue them. Free them from the Russian land. That is some funny shit. You draw them in. What if that person wanted to remove wrinkles? Now they're stuck looking at Russian wives. That's fucked up.
Я очень рад, что вы посетили мою страницу. До свидания.
Sexy. Rebel, rebel, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in, everybody sing along, rebel, rebel, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in, everybody sing, are you motherfuckers ready? Now this is a pure mistake. Actually, this is on the new Marilyn Manson CD, which also, coincidentally, is also on the new Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. So this, so far, has featured nothing but Matrix Reloaded soundtrack songs. I didn't really mean to do that, though, I swear to God. But if you people don't like it, you kiss my ass, because I like them anyways. Quick question, out of curiosity, if anyone else read IGN's Top 100 Video Games of All Time, how the fuck did Mario 64 beat out Chrono Trigger? In one, you have a retarded plumber hop around doing stupid shit. The other one, you have the most amazing role-playing game ever made. Somehow, though, the retarded plumber still beat it. If you guys have any comments on that, go ahead and let me know. See if I squeeze you on the next show. Alright, so enough of the bullshit. I'm gonna go ahead and start off this interview. Now, just so you know, the way I recorded this was extremely ghetto, and a few times it's hard to hear me talk. Because I was more concerned in getting it so I could hear her talk. So, there is a few little volume issues, but please go ahead and bear with me. I'm sure next time I'll make it a lot less ghetto-fied. So, I hope you really enjoy this. Please let me know what you think of it. So, here you are. It is proof that there is a girl who plays lots of games, and the fact that a girl will talk to me. Oh, actually, I guess we should do, like, an intro for this.
No, that's okay.
Well, no, come on. Let's just have the one little cheesy intro. You thought of this. It's your fault.
I didn't think of it. What do you mean I thought of it?
You were the one who was like, oh, I thought we were going to do an intro. No, see, now we have to do an intro. Because I realized if I just end up just talking, it'll just seem weird, like, and I'll have the little and it'll just cut to us talking, so it'll be strange.
No, that'll be fine. You can do the intro.
So this is Warbucket Audio interviewing. Well, unfortunately, she doesn't want to be called by her real name. Call her Quake Girl. And she has interesting stuff to say. See, that's all you have to do. arcade.
Okay.
Do you remember the fishing game? Wait, you so you don't play console
games? I play console games since I was like 11, but then like in the last year
why'd you stop?
PC games are so much better.
For multiplayer reasons, or?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. PC games I've only been playing for not quite a year now. I'm pretty new to them.
Wait, so you've been playing PC for about a year?
Yeah. So it hasn't even been quite that much.
Okay, so what'd you start out with?
Battlefield probably was the one that got me into it the most. And then from there, it's kind of gone to, Natural Selection. I love that game.
Oh,
I know, but you know what? It's good, so kiss my ass.
I tried it, and I was like, wow, this is the most, confusing game in the world. I don't feel like playing it.
Yeah, but you know what? It only takes a second to figure it out, so...
Well, I gave it, 30 seconds, so I was like, yep, enough of this. So what got you actually into playing PC games, or, what made you make the Switch?
Well, I had a friend in college that we hung out
with.
I know, can you believe it? Impressive.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, me too, but everybody's gotta have a couple.
So anyways,
a friend just invited me to a LAN party.
He'd
invited me to a couple before, but I hadn't ever been able to make it, so finally I was like, okay, well, I'll pack up my box and head over.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and then they were playing Operation Flashpoint that night. And, yeah, I also like that game, so, you know.
I'm really picky on the games I like. It's strange.
So am I. I just happen to like ones that, you know, wow, you have to think, oh.
You're very silly to like that one.
I ended up installing Half-Life and just kind of screwing around on that, learning, the strafe.
Now, were you known as, a gaming girl before that?
He knew that I played console.
Yeah. And what games did you like on console, other than Zelda?
Just the stupid ones, you know?
Wait, so you were 11 when you started playing games?
It was probably around there.
We had a
console system before we had the original Nintendo, but I can't remember what it was called.
Let's just have one little cheesy intro. You thought of that.
I'm really good, you know?
ColecoVision?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was good.
Oh, I had a ColecoVision. Actually, my dad used to be an Atari retailer, so I had all the Atari stuff when it came out.
Oh, very nice.
I was raised on games, so that's how it happened.
Right.
It's another nice family story.
I remember that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, so what about...
What do you think about all the guys who...
She has interesting stuff to say.
Emailed me saying, oh, you're not a girl, or get her on the show, and blah, blah, blah.
The guy who emailed you and said that there's no way I could be a girl, I thought that was pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there is a possibility that I'm a 12-year-old boy, so...
You could be a 12. You sound like a 12-year-old boy. I was going to suggest that.
Yeah, you know, maybe I am. Yeah, you know, I could be.
You could be. No one would believe you. Now, then there was the one guy who wanted your AIM name. That's weird. By the way, what was your major?
Computer Information Systems.
What?
Computer Information Systems. CIS. I'm kind of like a computer science person, except for I actually have social skills.
Oh-ho-ho! Oh. Yeah, dashing the computer science majors, I like that.
Oh, come on, we have to.
Oh, come on. There's one doing an audio show. I gotta be somewhat sociable.
Well, some of them are. It's just...
Wait, you haven't seen a picture of me, have you?
No. Did I see a picture of you?
Oh, no, I look normal, I swear.
Just a second.
Yeah, I'm a normal person. Do you think you're actually... Are you using your major skills? Did you go get a job because of your major? Or
currently,
do you now, work at some silly little thing you had no idea that you'd ever work at?
Yeah, it's kind of more along the lines of that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, it won't be that way forever, but, you know, for now it is.
That's what they always say. It won't be this way forever. How did you find Warbucket?
One of my friends actually introduced... He knows that we read comics, and so there was one of the comics, I can't remember for sure, I think it was an NS comic, that's what it was. And we thought it was funny. It was with the one with the guy chomping...
Yeah.
On the head. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Actually, that one, was that all him? Yeah, that was all Dr. Lego on that one.
Yeah, that one was...
thought it was pretty damn funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you liked his work.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for joining us on the show. I'm sure everyone's really appreciate it, and definitely looking forward to you in the next show. And anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm all right.
All right, well, thanks for having the interview with us. Say thank you, or something.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yo, peep the style and the kids checking for it. The number one question is how could you ignore it? We drop right back in the cut over basement tracks with rap stack. Got you backing us up like rewind that. We're just rolling with the rhythm. Rise from the ashes of stylistic division. With these non-stop lyrics of life living. Not to be forgotten, but still unforgiven. But in the meantime, there are those who want to talk.
You know what I like best about this song? There's actually a part where the guy screams. Actually, it's this part right here. That was a really good screaming part. Anyways, that was the interview. Actually, I should do more interviews because that makes my life so much easier that I don't have to edit shit. All I gotta do is make sure the volume's fine and I'm set to go. So anyways, please let me know what you guys thought of that. Email me, tont@warbucket.com. Well, if it's about the volume issue, I really don't need to hear about that because I'm fully aware of the volume issue. But other than that, any constructive criticism or anything like that, please let me know. And, of course, saving the best for last, I get to answer your guys' emails. So, here we go. Now, this email seems to be either from an angry girl or someone who got picked on a lot in high school. So, his question is, what do you have to say to people who think you're a loser just because your voice can sound different from most others? Silly boy. People don't think that because everybody likes me. It's really that simple. And if you think you don't like me, you have me confused with somebody else. I'm Taunt from Warbucket. Now this email kind of hurts me. Actually, this person sent me two emails. One of the first emails, he wanted me to talk about high school dances. No, I'm not talking about high school dances. Ah, that's funny. The other email says that I should work on the comic. For those who don't know, I not only do this show, but I write the scripts for the comic. Thanks for noticing, though. Heatsink would like to know what is my opinion on CPU brands, AMD, Intel, etc., and why. Personally, myself, I am an Intel whore. I always will be. But for reasons, or not because I'm just loaded and I love spitting money out of my ass, because if I had to actually buy these processors, I would be buying AMD, because everybody knows they're a hell of a lot more cheaper than Intel. But simply because, since I have family that works for Intel, and I get stuff, I go with Intel. This intelligent specimen writes, "Sup, Taunt? What's your opinion on snuff, cigs, and black metal? Yes, very interesting." My god, that is interesting. I should have done a whole rant on this. So anyways, smoking cigarettes is disgusting. Snuff, you're the most sick fucker if you're walking around spitting shit out of your mouth. Actually, I'm really curious about the first person who said, "I got a great idea, let me chew this shit and spit out all over my fucking house, only to have the shit rot my fucking gums out. And I'll piss on a black metal next time I see one." And once again, I got called a stoner.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried. Screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you. And you still won't hear me. Don't hold your hand this time, I'll save myself.
Ah, yes, there's a change from the standard Matrix soundtracks. So, anyways, I really hope you enjoyed the show. Please let me know what you guys saw of this. Like I said, this is very important that I know, because I really need to know how you guys thought about the interview and any other bullshit that I mentioned in here, tont@warbucket.com. And once again, feel free to email me any comments you want me to talk about on the show or anything like that. Let me know if you liked me, let me know if you hated me. Also, we will be hopefully bringing you the E3 special coming up this week. I'll see about just doing multiple shows while I'm over there. There'll be definitely enough shit to talk about while I'm there. Maybe you'll be lucky enough and get us to do a drunk episode with all three or four of us from there. So I really hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you will tune into the E3 show. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Truth and the lies. Why don't I see you? Nee, dat valt eigenlijk best wel mee. Je merkt er niet zoveel van. En er zijn ook wel dingen die we privé houden, dus...
Sexy!